morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am thrilled that you're with us. It's now Thursday, April 12, 2007, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. And I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at Frankly Speaking... No, that's not the shortwave. Here it is. 3.215. And online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of information there, including information on our guest tonight. He is the organizer of the 2007 Extraordinary Technology Conference, the Tesla Tech Conference, you may have heard of it referred to as before, and the website, www.teslatech.info. We have with us the guy. His name's Steve Ellswick. Steve, thank you so much for this time you've given us, and I'm really, like I said, just, I'm enthralled.
Well, thank you.
It's fantastic. You're obviously doing great things, and you're putting together a forum and a place where people can not only flock to on the internet, but also in person to see these things for themselves. And it's going to be such an exciting conference. Now, this is taking place this July. That would be the 26th through the 29th in Salt Lake City, Utah. They can register online there at your website. And at some point, I'd like to also, you have a phone number people can call as well. We should give that out for those who maybe don't have internet access. But it sounds like it's just going to be an amazing thing.
Yeah, if you want, I can give our phone number. We have an operator standing by.
Oh, yeah, please, by all means.
Our number is 520-463-1994.
Okay.
And the gentleman there will be Terry, and he'll be happy to talk to you.
Wonderful. Well, I hope that, you know, and I'd like to do more interviews with you, of course, as you know, as we get closer, but I really hope that you guys sell this thing out. I hope that it's an amazing response. I hope people show up from all over the planet. I hope that, you know, some solutions inevitably will come out of this, because I think that that's where it's going to happen, is that something like this, where people can take their information, they can take their devices, their inventions, their technology, their ideas, and just put them forward there and let other people see them and build upon them and assist and really just change the world. That's how we're going to do it, my friend. And, you know, anything we can do here on the show to keep you guys in the public eye, I'm happy to do it.
Well, you know, what's really good about this conference is that, you know, the Internet's great. It's the greatest thing out there. It's good for getting information around and everything. Mm-hmm. But nothing replaces you walking up to a device and putting your hand on it and touching it.
Oh, I'll bet. So, I'll bet.
We have our gentleman, Vernon Roth. I'm sure you know of him.
Yeah, I do.
And he brought this water last year in a plastic bottle. And you open it up and you go to touch that water and you get the shock of your life out of that water.
I love that thing. He sent me some last year and... you know, I thought it was the greatest thing. So, of course, I had to pass around the bottle to everybody in the family and watch their horrified reaction. I think the first time I did it, he warned me about it. He said, don't drink it out of the bottle. Pour it in a glass. And I said, what happens if I drink it out of the bottle? He said, it'll shock you. And I said, cool. So, of course, you know, I capped it, and I just tried to take a chug, and I did. I got zapped, and it was loud. You could hear the you know, the electricity crackling. And of course, subsequently, even though I knew it was going to happen, I still spilled a great portion of that water all over myself. But I thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
But if you go to college, I'll tell you that that's impossible.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's true. Well, it just goes to show you, my friend, what you have to do is, and you told me this too, you know, you said, look, you go to school and you learn the things you can learn there, but you never close your mind off to possibility. And I just thought that was just a brilliant way to put that whole thing. It's all in context.
That's right.
Well said.
And the great thing about these guys is, you know, some of them are professors than that. They're out there exploring and playing what if, not just in their mind, but actually physically, and trying to, even when people tell them it won't work, and finding that, hey, these things do work.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing. Well, I want to ask you, when did you start getting interested in these things, and what exactly led you to be interested?
We've all considered solar power.
Well, I was an electrical engineer back in the... 84 is when I graduated, and that year was also Tesla's centennial year of coming to the United States, and they were doing this big IEEE, you know, IEEE is an organization for engineers. They wanted to do some big celebrations. They did on Tesla, and I didn't even know who Tesla was.
Mm-hmm.
So that got me interested in Tesla, and then one thing just leads to another.
Steve, if I can interrupt you here briefly for a short commercial break. Folks, please stay with us. Don't miss a second of this. Our guest, Steve Ellswick, and more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
1, 2, 3, my baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking to together, cause we don't know how.
Good morning, welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. And I am your coffee-covered host. I just spilled a giant cup of coffee on myself. All right, back to the business at hand. I know, that was pretty stupid, wasn't it? Didn't feel too good either. Steve Ellswick from TeslaTech.info, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
You don't have anything for coffee stains, do you, at this conference?
I don't know.
Have to wait and see, right? Yeah, well, when we left off, you were just saying basically that it was Tesla himself, you know, his work that had sort of inspired all this in you. What was the first device you had seen, and what about it was impressive?
Well, the Tesla coil.
Oh, okay. Explain what that is, please, for idiots like myself.
Okay. It's a spark that will take a low voltage.
Okay.
It's the only house current, and it boosts the voltage up into the 100,000 volts or more range.
Wow.
In some cases up to megavolts, and it takes current, and in a regular Tesla coil, it takes the current and drops the current down from, let's say, 20 amps down to microamps. So it's changing voltage into current, I mean current into voltage.
Mm-hmm.
And you get these big sparks out of it, okay? Because when you get voltage that high, you know, it has to go somewhere, it goes to seek ground. And at the same time, it takes like 60 hertz, and it boosts the frequency, makes it move faster back and forth, okay, its frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Like your house current is 60 hertz. That means it's going on and off 120 times a second.
Okay.
Well, on a Tesla coil, at the output, generally it's thousands of times a second.
Oh, wow.
Or, you know, up to hundreds of thousands of times a second. It can vary. And it's the whole basis for the 20th century. I mean, your car is a classic case of a Tesla coil. The ignition system is actually a Tesla coil with 8 heads on it.
Wow.
You know, your radio, your TV, all of that needs to change your house current into this type of current.
Mm-hmm.
You in order to be able to operate and receive signals and put out signals. So everything's based on the Tesla coil.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then being an electrical engineer, you're studying things like logic circuits and that. And Tesla had this remote control boat, you know.
Yeah.
At a time when radio didn't even exist, it was radio controlled.
It's amazing.
Then he had the wireless power, and once you start digging into Tesla stuff, it's all related. Like Tesla worked in the health field. He discovered that you could take electricity at 10,000 hertz, okay,
mm-hmm.
and it would pass over your skin, and it had healing effects in that. Advanced research, which isn't really talked about in conventional circles, but it's used in NASA.
Yes.
Would take and use high frequency to regrow limbs on kids, you know, at one time. There's a book called Body Electric, which refers to that work
mm-hmm.
by Bob Beck.
Yes, very familiar with Bob Beck.
Robert Beck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also had NASA will use up like these deep space flights.
Mm-hmm.
They found that by running microcircuit currents through the body, it keeps the bone from losing its calcium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this kind of technology has so many health benefits to it. But Tesla was a pioneer in it. You know, he worked with Darsonval, you know, and then he had the multi-wave oscillator, which is basically a Tesla coil, again, only this time it's used a different type of antenna, which it puts this broad spectrum of frequencies out, which is supposed to heal you.
Mm.
Okay. And so that was the first thing. And you see how just one invention takes you so far afield. You know, you're in about five different fields right there.
That's just amazing.
And so that got me started. And then, you know, I've always been a freedom person, you know,
mm-hmm.
independent type person, and I believe in freedom. And I see that the two places that they have us held captive is one, the energy we use, and two is in the medicine.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And they're linked up, obviously, as we've already addressed, but you're right.
Yeah.
You know, that just goes to show you how freeing technology can be in all sorts of different aspects.
And I've dedicated my life to bringing alternative energy and alternative medicine to the forefront. You know, I use conventional medicine from time to time, you know, but I can't afford it too much because, you know, I don't have health insurance.
Yeah.
So in those instances where I do have it, they have me take these physicals and that, and I get, they're great at diagnosing things, you know.
Yes.
And like at one point I had to have a stent put in my kidney. Because I have hardening of the arteries, and since then I've done the chelation therapy, and I feel like 20 years younger.
That's fantastic.
And the thing is, the government won't pay for that.
Yeah.
But at our conference, we have this new stuff that's coming out, Kelorex,
mm-hmm.
and it's an organic form of chelation.
Oh, okay.
And it's not EDTA-based, and I'm trying that out the tablet-wise, but by the conference, they should have the liquid form.
Oh, wow.
And I feel even better.
That's incredible.
And I don't know what I would do without this. I mean, I certainly couldn't afford the health plan. I mean, I
wholeheartedly agree with you, my friend. I'm in radio, so there's no health benefits in radio. There's no huge paychecks or anything like that where you can go and afford it on your own. So I am in the same boat with you, my friend, and that's why this stuff is so important. I mean, and you and I have discussed this before. You know, alternative healing options available to people, especially in the realm of technology, this is one of my great passions because I've seen it work, I've felt it work, I know that it works, and that's what makes me so excited about it because this is something that's accessible to anybody, and it's just important for people to know about it. That's really all it takes is just a little awareness, and then people, they understand and they... You know, you're never going to be convinced by somebody else telling you, which is why, of course, you know, going to this conference, for example, people will be able to see these things, you know, the different technologies. As far as the health stuff, you know, you could try it, but at least you're able to, you know, see, hold, touch, interact with the people and really get a handle on sort of what you're looking to pursue as an individual. You know, what area do I need to address in my life and so on and so forth, because this is just a... This is captivating stuff. What other sort of health aspects were going to be involved? I've heard a lot about magnets used in healing, and I think that's going to be addressed?
I don't have anything on the magnets, particularly this conference, as far as the biomagnets. But I do have, well, you've heard of Rife, Raymond Royal Rife?
Uh-huh.
He had this this device in which he would take expose your body to a specific frequency, which was designed to destroy a certain germ or bacteria in your body. Like, you know, if you had smallpox, you know, you get down with smallpox and it would kill all the smallpox bacteria using electromagnetic means. We're going to have a modern version of that discuss the beam ray, and it's going to be at the conference. And then we also have another device, which I'm sure everyone heard of, acupuncture. Well, there's this device out there which will take and read your acupuncture points electrically and turn around and give you a readout under what's wrong with you.
Oh, wow.
And this device is even registered with the FDA, and they're working on getting FDA approval. So it's cutting-edge stuff. And then they also have a Rife type of device for healing in that. And then we'll have some vendors there, too, as well, and I'm sure that they'll have a lot of stuff to play with.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt. This is so exciting.
And then
go ahead, please.
Every night, okay, we have a social evening. I mean, starts off around 6 or 7, and we go out and we get like on Thursday, we'll get all the pizzas you can eat. I mean, we'll have about 30, 40 pizzas at least, you know, and soft drinks will never run out, you know. And you can sit and talk with the inventors until they go to bed.
Wow.
You know, and so these guys, I mean, you walk down there at 5 o'clock in the morning, these guys are still talking. You know, so it's an opportunity you just can't get on the web.
Yeah, know? Without a doubt. I mean, there's nothing like it. And obviously, we're very privileged, of course, to have you here tonight. And people can interact with you if they want to give us a call here on the show. We've got after we come back from the next break, a good 35 minutes or so left in the hour. And obviously, folks, our phone number, you should know this already, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And, Steve, I wonder if you might give out all the information on the conference again, please.
Okay, you can reach us at 520-463-1994.
Okay.
Or go to teslatech.info.
Wonderful. And you'll see a link there, obviously, to sign up, register yourself for the conference. It takes place July 26th through July 29th at Salt Lake City, Utah. And all the specific details, of course, are located there when you click the link. But it's it sounds like a fantastic thing. It really, really does. I wanted to ask you about this because when you're, I mean, how many years have you done this now? This will be the third?
This will be the third Extraordinary Technology Conference. But I've been doing this type of conference since 1984.
Wow. That's amazing. So just since you've been involved, I mean, you've seen a lot of dramatic changes.
I've seen a lot of devices that I was told is impossible, and I got yelled at by my physics teachers and thermodynamic teachers that have come to accept it now. We've changed the curriculum in the colleges in Europe faster than we can change the curriculums here.
Oh, wow.
The Europeans seem to be more open to this stuff for some reason.
Really? Do you have a lot of people who come from other places, you know, come from Europe, come from abroad to these conferences, and even, not just as guests, as visitors, but as speakers as well?
This time we have three speakers from Germany.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Mill, who will be doing the wireless stuff with Tesla, and then Thorsten Ludwig, and he works with zero-point energy, which is a rapidly evolving field.
Oh.
And then Dr. Jan Marwan, and he's doing some stuff along with zero-point energy, water dissociation, and hydrogen.
That's amazing.
So,
now, zero-point energy, for example, that's what is that? I guess I'd just ask you instead of trying to put it into words that I'll just inevitably trip over.
Well, if you take your hands and push your hands together, right,
mm-hmm.
there'll be no net thrust out of it, but there's energy there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so it's measure zero, but you know it's there.
Hmm.
And that's what I consider zero-point energy.
I see.
And what Thorsten has discovered and is bringing with him is ways of detecting it now and actually measuring the energy that's there.
Wow.
At this conference. So, what I can say, we've got a lot of cutting-edge stuff here.
Yeah, it sounds like.
And some of the stuff won't be available for 10 years, like, commercially.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, for something like Zero Point, for example, and this may be jumping the gun, of course, the practical applications for something like this would sort of consist of what? I mean, what could you use Zero Point Energy for? It's just basically, would it be just cheap energy, in essence? Are we talking about sort of gravitic propulsion? I mean, what exactly are we looking at?
A natural form of energy where you don't have to have a tailpipe or pollution with, to the best of our knowledge. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But we could be pulling it out of another dimension, you know, and that's a whole new ballgame there, too.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a kind of like, I believe, you know, this stuff is great, you know, but we always got to be looking at it, not as an end-all, but what's the next step?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be why Tesla, you know, kept searching, because as he explored it more, he found shortcomings, and to overcome the shortcomings, he had to make radical changes.
That's amazing, and it's really tragic that we don't have a sort of scientific environment that promotes these types of things, you know, nowadays.
Well, we're trying to provide that environment.
I know you are, my friend, and I appreciate that. I just meant, you know, the establishment per se. But I guess the establishment's always been out of the loop. They've just never admitted it at any given moment.
Well, what happens is someday we become the establishment.
That's true.
You know, and then, you know, the battle begins all over. But, you know, the trick is to try to keep an open mind.
Oh, yeah. That's the key, isn't it? Yeah, you just never stop. And that's really what it's all about. We can never really say, okay, we've achieved everything we can achieve. Let's just stop right here. We always have to keep pushing forward. And luckily there are people like yourself out there doing this thing and giving people a forum, obviously, to interact. And that's what we have here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Welcome to the show, Don.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Ellswick, did Tesla ever write that he believed that the laws of thermodynamics were faulty in their premise? Do you know of? Hello?
Not specifically that.
Excuse me?
Although, not specifically the second law on the premises of that. But he did speak about some misconceptions that we had in science, you know, like, for instance, the electricity that he used was of a longitudinal nature, like a sound wave, as opposed to the Hertzian wave, which is accepted by science today, you know, the transverse waves.
Can you speak up a little bit? My phone's a little bit bad here.
Okay. For instance, Tesla spoke of using longitudinal waves, which would be like your sound wave, okay?
Right.
Which you have a compression in that.
Right.
As opposed to the transverse wave, which is all the sciences were saying, okay? And he had a heavy disagreement. And that difference is the difference being able to transmit power as opposed to just energy, okay?
Okay. On Oscar Carr, did he help Einstein develop his ideas on the atomic bomb? Is that the guy?
Einstein and Tesla were rivals, and Tesla didn't buy into the theories that Einstein did.
But did Oscar Carr help Einstein develop his ideas on the atomic bomb?
No, that would have been... No, I don't think Otis Carr worked with Einstein on the atom bomb at all.
Do you have any patents that were considered the pretext of the Philadelphia experiment?
I don't have those patents.
Okay. Do you think that Tesla possibly made a mistake in inadvertently convincing the world to accept AC instead of DC, something that man would have better conditioned, you know, been better conditioned to improve on locally and be more in control of personally controlled energy sources?
No, I don't think he made a mistake. I think that if Tesla didn't come out with alternating current, that if you think we have bad pollution problems today, they would have been 100 times worse had we stuck with DC. Do you realize that an office building could be no more than 3 to 4 stories high if you used straight DC?
But if we had, you know, what, you know, they would have had to have if D.C. was the practicing norm, would mankind, do you think, been more more inclined to, you know, do something to make their own? I mean, you know, with inverters and stuff like that, now we have to be, you know, more self-contained in their own homes.
No.
You don't think so? Huh.
I think, you know, the one, people are lazy. The biggest impediment to things like solar and that is that you have to take responsibility for your own energy, and that means that you have to maintain those batteries. You have to make sure those batteries don't dry out, and if anything goes wrong, you have to fix it. You don't have people thousands of miles working on this thing 24 hours a day.
Okay, have you ever heard of this claim from, I'm not sure of the guy's name, but he says that he's figured out a way to make a battery that you can have a load on at the same time it's charging. Have you did you hear about that? Because right now you can't have a battery that has a load on it and also can take a charge at the same time, but he says...
And I disagree with that right there.
Yeah.
Because on our Kipper device, it was like at 9.6 volts when we started, and we were drawing 3 amps off that thing and pushing 30 amps back into that thing. And within 2 hours, that thing was up at like 14 points some odd volts, okay? So there you have a situation where you're drawing a load and charging.
I'll have to find a site. I will send it to you. I went to your site, and I added my thoughts and stuff like that in the guest page, but for some reason that all disappeared.
On the guest book page?
Excuse me?
On the guest book page?
Yeah.
I had to disable that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay. I was having a real problem with these spam sites coming in there, and they were able to hijack these guest books.
Huh.
And at
one
point,
that's the way of the world today, I guess, huh?
Yeah, really.
Well, it's a shame, you know, because, you know, like, what made me do it is I go up to my guest book, check it out, and it pops up with a right page. You know,
oh, nice.
I'm going, insane, you know, and so I discontinued that because I can't have that kind of material on my website.
Right on.
You know, the website KeeleyNet.com?
Oh, yes, and I know Jerry Decker very well.
Yeah, that's an excellent site. By the way, I'm working on my own perpetual motion application for almost 30 years. It's changed a lot in, you know, the premise and the, you know, basically whole design, really. I mean, lately I've, you know, a couple months ago I came up with something that I think is really excellent. And I can't, you know, I mean, looking five ways to everywhere, you know, on it, I can't find a problem with it. And, I mean, DC power in and AC power out and, you know, a good quantity. It will be free to mankind if I can get it off the ground, you know, before somebody tries to knock my ass off. Oh, excuse me.
Well, you need to come to our conference.
Yeah, I wish I can. I take care of a parent that's disabled, you know, 24/7, so it's sort of hard for me even to leave, you know, the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Also, around your event coming up here, watch the skies and see if there's not something interesting, you know, floating around up there, because I think they might be interested in seeing what you guys might have to say, too.
That you know, that's such a spectacular question. Let me expand on that a little bit, Don, if you don't mind. But Steve, have you ever had anything like that happen? With all of this, these types of energy devices and whatnot, have you ever had any bizarre experiences? If not something floating, maybe a black helicopter or anything like that? Because I have heard those stories. I don't know if they're true, but I've heard them from reputable sources that these things are investigated when they show up on the old radar screens.
Well, first of all, like on that device I was working on, the Kipper motor.
Yeah.
I believe they can detect a device like that when it's operating.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, it's just like, you know, like when you go and you put like bed springs underneath a high power, and if you draw too much power, they'll notice a loss and they'll be able to track it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this would be similar.
Do you know if Mr. Decker will be there at this event?
I would be surprised, but I always invite him.
Do you have a list of people that will be there? I mean, will you be able to put it on like YouTube later on?
Or do you sell DVDs of past conferences, anything like that?
We have DVDs not only of our own conferences now, but at one time there's Global Science conferences in Denver and in the southern states in the winter. We have all those DVDs. You know, we have Global Science alone. We have 850 DVDs, and that catalog is online as well. And we have our past DVDs and that.
Wow.
What we plan on doing is having 5 to 10 minute segments of some of these DVDs put on YouTube by our volunteers in Maine. You know, we have people around the country that help us out. Okay. And we have this young group of people, testatech.us.
Okay.
And they're like volunteers, and they put that side up on their own, and we just cover some of the expenses.
Mm.
But it's a volunteer effort, you know.
That's fantastic stuff.
We're trying to get young people involved.
Wow.
I gave them free rein on that. They could do anything they want up there.
I think that's an incredible opportunity. Don, if you have more, my friend, you're welcome to hang out with us. Steve, you stay with us, too. Back in 3 minutes, folks. We'll keep your phone calls going here for the rest of the hour if you're interested. 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com.
No.
Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Dude, just tell me
We've
who's on the line.
We've all considered solar power at one time. time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Time moving quickly here. Our special guest this evening is the organizer of the 2007 Extraordinary Technology Conference, and it's also known as the Tesla Tech Conference. You can go to the website there, www.teslatech.info, for all the information. And Steve Ellswick, welcome back, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it very much. Don in Ohio, go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Ellswick, what do you think of Steorn of Ireland's claim?
The what claim?
The S-T-E-O-R-N, you know, the guys in Ireland that are claiming perpetual motion. The guy was a, he was in the web, doing something with a web, and all, and they figured out, you know.
I think it's supposed to be a magnetic motor, and I'm waiting like everyone else is to see what the... this big test is supposed to reveal.
Yeah. Do you know how many scientists have joined up to go check it out?
I don't know. I think there was like 100 of them.
Well, I mean, even, you know, two brilliant minds, you know, well. Okay. What do you believe is the most what do you believe is the most promising application towards perpetual motion to date?
I hate the term perpetual motion.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, because if it takes, you know, a motor of some sort or something like that to actually, you know, produce more energy than it, you know, takes in, sooner or later that motor will die out. But, I mean, even that, wouldn't that be considered a perpetual motion? You know what I mean?
Well, no. I mean, like a solar cell would be considered a perpetual motion, you know. I just don't think we have a good enough understanding of physics, you know, sometimes, where we build things that apparently are running on nothing, but they have to be running from somewhere, you know. And unfortunately, scientists are lazy, you know. Instead of getting off their butts and figuring out, and doing the experiments and seeing exactly and trying to figure this thing out, They instead will claim, you know, this is impossible.
Yeah.
You know, they got Pons Fleischmann. They tore him up personally and did character assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And every country in the world, except for the United States, does serious cold fusion work.
Yeah.
Did you also ever hear that there was two papers on the desk of the MIT head, whatever you want to call them over there, that one was saying that basically we know that it's going to work and stuff like that, and the other one was saying figure out how we can dishonor it. Did you ever hear that?
I didn't hear about that, but I know Gene Mollet was a strong proponent of cold fusion research, and just before he was supposed to speak with MIT on it again, and he was supposed to have this big conference on it, he's murdered.
Yeah. Well, I believe that the laws of thermodynamics will be crushed by an application that, you know, it's not above ground because there you have to deal with, a lot of different, you're still going to need an extra push from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be underwater, and I'm working on that. So
good.
I will
keep us in the loop, Don.
I will do that, man.
All
I
right.
will do that. Hey, have a good night. I'm going to go ahead and record the rest of the show. I got to get to sleep.
All right.
And I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate the contribution. Let's go to Fred in Arkansas. Fred, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Good evening,
or good
sir.
Good morning, I guess it is. I'd like to address the fact that has Tesla done anything on weather control?
Yes.
Primarily, I would like to see something done on attenuating these terrific storms that we've been getting that I believe 50% of them are man-enhanced.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that in all the arsenal that we have in Area 51 and places like that with lasers and stuff, that we could do something with these tornadoes to attenuate them a bit. But I don't know what Tesla might have thought about that.
Well, that's an excellent question. Steve, can you expand on what Tesla had looked at and maybe where he was headed or what he was trying to do?
Tesla did, he was one of the first to actually discover the nature of stationary waves caused by lightning. Okay, and then he also discovered, like on his Tesla coils, like he can make a water condense on his coils at any time, with his coils on that. So he was kind of like one of the forerunners of weather modification. Okay, now I put out this book called Harp Resources Guide, and in it there's a timeline, I guess, of different things, related to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things is you're familiar with the GWEN network, Ground Wave Emergency Network? In case of a nuclear blast, when all the other communications are knocked out, GWEN would take over, and it could send signals at lower frequencies through the GWEN network.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and what they notice is that a lot of these storms intensify around a GWEN station, okay? And that's been documented. We also know that HARP, I made a mistake of speaking on HARP, which caused me a problem when it first came out before anyone knew it was out there. I believe that that was used, I believe it was back in 95. If you remember, there was like 11 hurricanes that marched right up the coast and never hit land.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is about 6 months prior to that, I received a phone call in the middle of the night, and these people wanted to demonstrate the system for me at my conference, and they wanted to make a storm in Colorado. And they claimed that they could attenuate hurricanes and that using this technology and that. And I had a full list, and was going to put them on as an extra speaker, But to make a long story short, I'm really compressing a lot of into this. They claimed the day they were supposed to demonstrate, it didn't happen. I found out later that was the day that they signed a contract with the government for HAARP.
Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, those hurricanes start marching right up the coast and that as a demonstration. So I believe that that's possible. But I also believe, though, that the global warming has taken place, and I don't really want to get in the argument of whether global warming is man-made or not. It is happening.
Yes.
You know, whether it's solar flows or what it is. And anytime you boil a pot, like when you boil a pot of water, everything's not the same temperature in that pot. Some places are extremely cold and other places are extremely hot in that pot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's what we have happening in our atmosphere. This atmosphere is getting heated up, and so you're going to have more and more violent storms. Okay? And I think there's only a degree that we can attenuate those. And I just see them getting worse and worse and worse myself.
Wow. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that as well.
And even if global warming isn't man-made, I think it falls upon us to take every measure we can to make our footprint on this planet as small as possible. It's in being good stewards like the Bible tells us to be good stewards. And it doesn't matter whether it's causing the global warming or not, we shouldn't be doing it. Should be following our own nest.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we're definitely exacerbating the problem. Fred, anything else, my friend?
Yes. I read a week or two ago that the government has already spent $2 billion to remote control detonate these IEDs. And about 6 months ago, they were supposed to have had that solved. And I was just wondering if maybe you could apply some Tesselonian physics to do that with.
Excellent question.
I'm sure you could probably do it to some degree, but technology is always evolving, okay? And that's the big thing in warfare. And
yeah,
if you remember back in the 50s when you set off a nuclear bomb, and it would shut all the electrical stuff off, and the government since then has hardened their equipment to prevent that from happening. The same thing happens on a small scale with these bombs and that. As we learn how to blank out signals and prevent those bombs from going off and being electrically set off, they resort to other means, okay? And so what you have is an ongoing arms race. It's a never-ending battle.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all I need, so thank you.
Thank you so much for the call, sir.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Rick in Maryland. Rick, welcome to the show. Hello, Rick.
Thanks for having me on, Frank.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
I listen on shortwave, so I guess I should thank Tesla for that.
Amen.
Steve, I was wondering, I've just started reading Margaret Cheney's biography, and it's a great book, but I haven't come across the story I heard about Tesla pulling the motor out of a car and putting an electric motor in there, and all he had to power it was like a box with some wires in it. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. In fact, it's in my book on Tesla's car.
That's true?
And, I believe it. Early in the show, you know, I was talking about how it's powered by cosmic rays and that. And it disappears. I mean, he announces in newspaper, and I can pull a reference out in a bibliography I have,
uh-huh.
As to where it was in a New York newspaper, he was supposed to test his car, but all of a sudden it just disappears off the radar screen, and it's the same time that he moves into the world's most luxurious hotel.
Mm.
And I also analyzed that account with Peter Saville, and I believe that it is true, you know, myself. You know.
They said he was seen, you know, motoring around town at 90 miles an hour in the thing with, you know, nothing powering it.
Well, he would be out in the country, you know, and in town, you know, I mean, you know, he'd drive like everyone else. You know. But I believe in that, and I think the Margaret Cheney book is a very good book. And that's one of the books I first read on Tesla, that and Lightning in His Hand by the Draper, Martin Draper.
I think there was a contemporary biography by O'Neill.
And John J. O'Neill knew Tesla himself.
Yeah, is that still available anywhere?
I believe we have it.
Yeah, I would like to read that one, too.
You know, just call Terry up and ask him. He'll tell you.
Mm.
If not, we'll be getting it.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Yep. Yeah, we'll give out that phone number again, too, if you need it, Rick.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you very much. Fantastic stuff.
Great speaking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call. Fantastic. All right. Go ahead, if you would, Steve, and give out that phone number again. People can call, of course. They can subscribe to the magazine. They can place orders for books. They can also, of course, register to become a to attend the conference, and they can even just become a member of the organization as well, correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's 520-463-1994.
Wonderful.
And I know Terry's up right now, so
fantastic.
Give him a call.
Yeah, definitely. Let me ask you to hang on here. We'll come back, folks, in 3 minutes. We'll continue with some questions. We'll wrap up with our good friend Steve Ellswick. Again, check out the website, www.teslatech.info. And we're back after this.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. to take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Glad you're here, my friends. Very, very excited you're here. In fact, it's already this end of hour number two. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it is. And I'd like to remind you, of course, that this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. You've heard Grant Hall on the program many, many times. He's got proven techniques of how you can basically stop anybody who's seeking to do you harm, whether it's a stalker, a hacker, or even, of course, all these evil techniques. We heard so much about identity theft from the government, and, of course, now the government is actually seeking to do these things, to tap into your email, to eavesdrop on your phone calls, and so on and so forth, all in the name of national security. Well, if you would like to make yourself virtually invisible and anonymous in your banking, in your living, in your working, it's very easy to do. Pick up the book, Privacy Crisis. You can get it hardbound or the ebook version at privacycrisis.com. You can order it used from amazon.com. And if you don't have internet access, call this number, 702-433-6222, 702-433-6222, and have it shipped to you by phone. Very, very easy. The book is Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall, our sponsor here for this hour. We certainly appreciate them. And we appreciate our guest here tonight. His name is Steve Ellswick. They're putting together the Tesla Tech Conference in 2007, also known as the 2007 Extraordinary Technology Conference. They have a magazine that they put out entitled Extraordinary Technology. And you can read all about all of this and more at the website, teslatech.info. Steve, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you have time for another phone call?
Sure do.
All right, let's try to squeeze it in here. JC in Arizona, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes. How are you doing, Steve? I appreciate very much hearing the information that you're putting out on the radio and the shortwave so people can hear. The question that I was wanting to ask is, I've heard of a man by the name of Jim Murray. Now, as I understand, Jim Murray is working with a circular electronic device that you put in nearly no power, and it puts out an incredible amount of power and keeps going on and on and on. The reason I'm so interested in this is my great uncle, who, when I was a young boy, was telling me about this man named, they called him Tiki. And I later found out that was Tesla in France before he came to the United States. And he was telling me that they used to talk quite a bit and so on and so forth.